Hello everyone and welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Happy Saturday everyone!
Hi friends, I'm Marie. We talked about some fun things this week. First, we talked about tree houses. I didn't know there were treehouse hotels too. How fun!
We also had a great mystery. Mr. E helped his aunt and he solved the mystery.
And then we talked about a special holiday. Do you remember what it is?
I do remember. The holiday is very important, so you should not forget it. It is Mother's Day.
Yes, and Mother's Day is tomorrow. Are you doing something special for your mom?
Well, how about let's start reviewing by looking at our lessons from the week. Let's watch together.
See you later, Alex. Have a good evening.
Thanks, Rob. What are you doing after work?
I'm going home. I'm helping the kids next door.
Are they in trouble?
No. They're building a tree house. They need my help.
They're building a tree house?
Sure. Lots of kids build tree houses. They play in them.
Taylor, is building a tree house hard?
Not really. You just need wood, a hammer, and some nails.
Did you build one?
No, but my brother and his friends did. Then I played in it.
What do you play in a treehouse?
Lots of games. And you can hide there. That's fun. Do you like treehouses, Susie?
Yes, they're fun. My sister's kids have one in their yard.
How do they get into their treehouse?
They have a rope ladder. They climb up that.
Do you go into the treehouse?
Sometimes, but I don't like the ladder. It's not very strong.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host,
Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk. Today we're talking about travel. Please help me welcome my guest, Tanya Travel. Welcome to the show, Tanya Travel.
Hello, Rob.
Tanya, you are a travel agent.
Yes, I am. I help people with their travel plans.
Where do people like to stay when they travel?
Most people stay in hotels, but other people stay in special places.
Can you give us an example?
Sure. How about staying in a treehouse?
I'd like to stay in a treehouse.
You have many choices. Some are simple, others are very fancy.
Tell me about them.
There is one simple one in Sweden. It is only 24 square meters. It has a bed and a bathroom in it.
And a nice view?
Of course.
Is it expensive?
Of course.
Tell me about a fancy one.
There is a nice one in Africa. It has a big bed and a bathtub.
Wow, that sounds really great.
You can sit and watch the hippos in the river below the treehouse.
So it must be expensive.
Very.
Then I need to start saving my money now.
I'm going to see my aunt. I walk up the stairs and into her apartment building. She lives on the 5th floor. I have my coat as well as groceries for my aunt. I walk to the elevator and push the button, but I drop my coat. As soon as I drop my coat, a woman comes out of the elevator. She's wearing a red shirt and sunglasses. She seems to be very happy. She picks up my coat and gives it to me. I thank her. Then I go into the elevator. When I get to my aunt's floor, she is already in the hall.
Hello, nephew. Thank you for bringing me groceries. How much do I owe you?
She asks me.
You're welcome,
I say.
The groceries are $15.95.
My aunt opens her purse to give me the money.
Oh, no,
she says.
I forgot. I gave all my money to that poor blind woman. I met her just before you arrived.
Was the woman wearing a red shirt and sunglasses?
I ask. She nods her head. I know who she is talking about.
I will be right back with your money,
I say to my aunt.
Hi, Taylor. What day is Mother's Day?
It is Sunday.
What are you doing for your mother?
I always send her a card.
Do you buy her a present?
Sometimes I do, but my mother doesn't need anything.
Do you ever send her flowers?
No, she lives 1,000 miles away. Besides, my dad gives her flowers.
Hi, Alex. Mother's Day is on Sunday. Don't forget.
I always remember Mother's Day. I send my mother a card and call her.
I buy my mother a gift. And I send her flowers. I just go online and choose a bouquet.
I can send my mother flowers too. There must be a website for Taiwan.
Hey, Linda. Are you going to the flower shop after work?
Yes, I am.
May I go with you? I want some flowers for Mother's Day.
Me too. I want roses and lilies in my bouquet.
My mother likes roses too. I can buy a dozen for her.
Bring your credit card. Roses can be expensive.
You're welcome. Yes, they were nice flowers. Okay, talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Did you give your mother flowers for Mother's Day?
Yes, I bought her 12 yellow roses.
I also sent my mother flowers. I used a website. It was easy.
And expensive.
Yes. But my mother is worth it. Susie, did you know different colors of roses have different meanings?
They do? Okay, red roses mean love.
Yes, and pink roses can mean love or thank you.
That's interesting. What about yellow roses?
Those mean friendship. And orange roses express excitement.
Orange roses? Really? Where did you learn all this?
On a flower shop's website, of course.
What kind of flowers did you buy your mother, Linda?
I got light pink roses and pink and white lilies. My mother will like them.
That will be a pretty bouquet. Will the flower shop in New Jersey deliver the flowers?
Yes, for a fee. They'll deliver my bouquet to her tomorrow.
And she'll have a happy Mother's Day.
that really helps to see those lessons again, doesn't it? And now it's time to review with a couple of questions.
Great. I am ready for a question.
Okay. Here's a question. What do you need to build a treehouse?
Oh, you need Rob.
Okay. But I am talking about what you need, not who.
Oh, you need wood. But I can't remember the last two things.
Okay, well, you're right about wood. You also need nails and a hammer.
Ah, that's right. Okay, now I remember.
Okay, here's another question. How many is 12?
12?
Yes, but, okay. What is another word for 12?
Oh, dozen.
That's right. One dozen is 12. You can get a dozen eggs or a dozen roses, which leads me to my next question. What does yellow for roses mean?
Oh, yellow means love.
Try one more time.
Oh, is it friendship?
That's right. You would give your friend some yellow roses. Well, I hope this review helps, but we need to take a short break. We'll see you after this. Welcome back from the break, friends. So, do you help people in your family? I'm sure you do. But how?
Well, I help my grandma. It's hard for her to walk, so I buy groceries for her.
If anyone in my family needs a ride, I can drive them to places. It's always good to help out your family. Well, now, we can watch our features again. Let's take a look together.
Hello everyone, I'm Jack and this is Jack's File. What do you think of this tree? I think it's great. In fact, I like to build a house up in its branches. Then I could live up in a tree. Wouldn't that be fun? I could feel the wind blow and I could see far away. A tree house would be a really cool place to live.
Children often dream of building a tree house. It can be their secret place to hide or gather with their friends. Children's tree houses are very simple. They're often just some wood nailed into a tree. But some tree houses are very interesting and beautiful. Not many people actually live in tree houses. But there are many treehouse hotels around the world. You can stay in them for a night or two. Then you know what it's like to live in one. These treehouse hotels have everything you need, including a kitchen and bathroom. You can fall asleep listening to the wind in the leaves. You can find treehouse hotels all over the world. There are many in the United States and Canada. There are plenty in Asia as well. So, if you want to live like the birds live, try staying in a tree house. That would be a good idea before you decide to live in one.
So let's see. If I build a tree house, I can put the living room here and the bedroom there. It would be fun to sleep in a tree, but how do you build a bathroom in a tree house? That wouldn't be easy. And what if there's a storm? A tree house might not be a safe place. Oh, well, it's fun to think about anyway. See you next time, everyone.
Thank you. difference and you'll be strong. Know the difference and you'll be strong.
You'll be strong.
Right or wrong, what should I do?
What should I do?
The answer's really up to you. There are many things that come away. So be careful what you do and say. Some are right and some are wrong. Know the difference and you'll be strong. Know the difference and you'll be strong.
Hello everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today we're talking about moms, and here to answer our question is my special guest, Mama Madge.
Hi Rob.
Hello Madge, welcome to the show. And who do you have with you?
This is my daughter, Caitlin.
Oh, hello Caitlin, you are very cute. Can I hold you?
Sure.
Ooh. Hi, Caitlin. All right, Madge. We have a question today from Faith Chang of Staten Island, New York. Can you help us answer it?
Sure. I'll try.
Thank you. Faith writes, I am a stay-at-home mom. A lot of people think that means I stay at home and do nothing all day. And that is not true. Can you share with everyone what stay-at-home moms really do?
Wow, that is such a great question. I would love to answer it. Being a mom is one of the best jobs in the world.
But it's also one of the hardest, right?
That's right, Rob. That's because moms work 24 hours a day, and they often don't get a break.
And moms must be good at many things, right?
Yes. Moms do many different jobs. Many moms are their family's chefs.
Because they cook all the meals.
Right. And moms are their family's housekeepers.
Because they clean the house and do the laundry.
Moms often also have to be teachers and drivers.
Moms are also doctors and counselors too, right?
That's right. Moms work very hard to take care of their family. It is important to show our moms how much we love and appreciate them every day.
That is good advice. Thanks for answering our question, Madge. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. We'll see you next time on Question Time.
Romeo, Romeo, oh Romeo.
There's Juliet. She's calling my name. What is she saying?
My parents really don't like Romeo, and they really don't like his family. But I love him. What should I do?
Marry me.
Who said that?
It's me, Romeo.
Oh, Romeo, I love you.
Then marry me.
But I can't.
Why not?
You don't understand. My parents, they don't like you. And my mother thinks your family is terrible. And, oh, I don't know what to say.
My mother will be angry.
Yes. My mother will be angry.
Wonderful!
This is not wonderful. I love Romeo, but my parents hate him.
No, but it is wonderful that you used a super sentence. The super sentence is, my mother will do something.
What a strange super sentence.
Yes, it is a little bit strange, but it's very useful. You see, mothers do many wonderful things. Romeo, can you give me this super sentence in another way?
Why not? My mother will take us shopping tomorrow.
My mother will take us shopping tomorrow. Great! What about you, Juliet?
Ah, my mother will take care of our pet dog.
My mother will take care of our pet dog. Super! Always remember, you two, a super sentence every day will make your English great! So, Juliet, what's wrong with your mother?
Well, my mother will be very angry if they find out that I love Romeo.
Oh.
And my father will be angry too.
That's okay. Let's get married.
Wait, what?
Then they can't do anything.
Oh, well, it is your life, young man.
Romeo, when should we get married?
Tomorrow.
Okay, where?
I'll tell you on Facebook.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow.
We really do learn a lot during the week, and you can come back on Saturdays to review with us.
So, which treehouse hotel are you going to stay at? The one in Sweden or the one in Africa?
Well, actually, I was thinking about the one my parents built. I might go home and stay in the treehouse in the backyard.
Oh, that sounds like a fun time, Peter. You should. All right, friends, well, we have to go. We'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.